Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black from APM, where we turn up the voices of Black artists in the world of classical music. I'm Vernon Neal. There's a long history of Black composers in the field of classical music. For years, they've existed only in the margins. Fortunately, there is a growing list of Black composers getting renewed attention. Composer Julia Perry is on that list, even though her catalog is still being reassembled. Perry was born in Louisville, Kentucky, but her family moved to Akron, Ohio when she was young. Since both her parents were classically trained pianists, Julia grew up on a steady diet of classical music, along with hymns and Black spirituals. She was a precocious student who studied piano, voice, and composition. Her talents were destined for far bigger things. 1951 was a momentous year for Julia Perry. That's the year her signature composition grabbed the attention of the music world at its premiere at Tanglewood. It was her Stabat Mater for mezzo-soprano and string orchestra, a setting of a 13th century Christian hymn to Mary during Christ's crucifixion. It's a rather dissonant work, often evoking great pain and suffering through the music. After the acclaimed premiere of that work, Julia Perry moved to Florence, Italy to study. Stabat Mater was an immediate success in Italy as well, and Julia sang the soprano part for all performances of the music for the next 2 years. Perry even studied in Paris with the renowned music teacher and conductor, Nadia Boulanger. Perry gave frequent concerts all around Europe. She impressed audiences and critics alike with her authentic singing voice and the way she blended the classical aesthetic with the Black legacy she inherited. However, after returning home to the U.S. in 1959, doors that had once been open to her were now closed. Racial tensions in the U.S. at the time were a stark contrast to what she experienced in Europe. Performances of her work and publishing offers had stopped by 1965. And Julia was stricken by the first of several strokes which left her paralyzed on her right side. Julia persevered. She taught herself to compose with her left hand. Julia passed away in 1979. She was 55 years old. Since most of her catalog remains unpublished, the Julia Perry Project is hard at work getting it reassembled. Soon, you'll be able to experience more music by this historically ignored composer. This is Rhapsody in Black from APM. With thanks to technical director Josh Savageau and assistance from Julie Amacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Vernon Neal.